It looks like it's a Achilles tear. You know, obviously that would keep him out for the season. Travis Henry had a first-degree MCL. If that's what we think at this time, he's going to get an MRI to make sure. I think those are the two injuries that were serious. We've got some bumps and bruises besides that. I thought Dallas came out and really put a lot of pressure on us early. A lot more blitzing than we saw during the week. Credit to them. They really stopped our running game, and obviously we didn't do too much with our first units on either side in the first half. Got a little momentum going in the second half. Got a chance to evaluate some of the younger guys. They saw some good things, but we're not there yet. We got a long ways to go. And one of the reasons our defensive starters stayed out there throughout the first half is I thought we needed that cohesiveness, and hopefully it'll come to us pretty quickly.
Is this a first-degree sprain MCL? Is that something that can keep Travis out for the opener?
No, I think he might be ready for this week's preseason game if it's a first-degree MCL. If it's not a first-degree MCL and it's more serious than anticipated, then we'll talk about it.
Mike, is there any concern? It is this preseason game number two, but the first half, the first teams didn't look like you want them to. Is it too early to be for any worry?
Well, obviously, there's always a sense of urgency. They perform much better than we did in all phases. They came out and did some good things. Our team, takes obviously a loss very seriously, regular season, preseason. You'd like to look a lot better than we did, and credit the Dallas Cowboys. They stepped up and played extremely well on both sides of the ball.
How much you worry about these injuries kind of mounting up? It seems like the last week or so has been really bad.
Well, you can't do anything about them. That's part of football, and it's really a shame to lose Ebenezer for the year. He's been a great leader for us. Been our leader on the defensive line. For that to happen, obviously, is not a plus. But he's been a worker and he's done everything we've asked him to do, and it's just a shame that he's got to go down in the preseason game.
Did Jarvis show you something tonight? It seemed
like he had. We'll talk about all that performance of those guys a little bit later. It's hard for me to tell you about Jarvis. All I can tell you is we didn't play as good as we'd like to play, and we got a preseason game this week, so hopefully we'll get a little bit better.
Without the film, Nate Webster looked like he was active, at least out there. Can you say that he?
Well, he started, so he's had a good week, and we gave him the starting nod because he's done some things in practice to warrant that opportunity. Collectively, we didn't play that well. We played our base defense, and they out-executed us, and played our base offense, couldn't get much going in the running game and the passing game. And like I said, they stepped up and got the job done.
Coach, would you say Brandon Marshall has at least partially redeemed himself coming out there tonight and playing with the first team?
Well, the reason why he's playing with the first team is because he's had good practices since he's obviously gotten well. So he's earned that right. And obviously made a couple plays a day, and hopefully he can keep on getting better.